And now a scene from last week's It's a Show. Ready?
No. What are we going to talk about?
Things. Just roll with it.
Okay.
And now we're rolling.
All right.
So all that gold off the top, not on this podcast.
Okay.
Well, it's just really too bad because that was good.
Let's try it again.
Yeah, can't we rehearse the magic?
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode... You know, it's been a while since you were in the studio. I think this is episode 25!
25, it's our anniversary!
I think so.
It's my 25th wedding anniversary, and I just retired from broadcasting, mainstream terrestrial broadcasting, like Howard Stern,
yeah,
after 25 years. So that's our lucky number.
Well, and I just turned 25 last month, so everyone wins.
Boom, 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 boom!
I'm lying, of course.
This show is brought to you by the number 25 and the color blue. Let's talk about the white elephant in the room.
Let's talk about how there's no blue in front of our faces anywhere.
Okay, let me just say, let's talk about the elephant in the room, white elephant. Sparky went rogue on the podcasts.
A little bit.
On the road trip, and all of a sudden, podcasts are getting downloaded, and I'm going, what the hell is happening? So my brother-in-law and I sit down, Kirk Clavin, and we take a listen, and we go, hey, it's not too bad. He had the nurse in, ADD Steph.
She's back in this country, well, this area of town. A lot has happened. Life goes on, and welcome back. Welcome back to the podcast.
Well, thanks very much, Spark, and thanks for keeping things rolling and doing a great job behind the scenes. And let me just say that we have a special guest on this episode. His name is Willie Mack. He's a brawler. He's killed people.
Oh, I
hit him on Wikipedia, and a large black man who is pretty sure killed people. I'm not sure he's a white bread country singer from Texas.
That's right.
Red glass, I want to fly too close to the sun. Senseless, the highway is my way. I'm blowing off some steam. I need headlights, tail pipes, white lines. Ignition, I got the kind of lips that need your kiss. And if I am the king, you are the queen. If I am the shoe, you are the shoestring.
He's born in Oklahoma, but he lives in Fort Worth, Texas now. How cool is that?
Y'all should come down to Fort Worth, Texas.
By the way, I want to welcome. We've been handing out flyers. My career is not over. The rumors of my demise have been greatly exaggerated. And Sparky made up these cool little flyers with how to reach us on the Facebook, the Twitter, and the iTunes. And we've just been dropping them off at finer coffee shops and
that's good.
Homeless shelters all over the world. So I'm sure we've got 6 to 7 new people joining us, and it's time for a shout-out.
I think so.
So here's what happens. If you're a new listener and you hit us on Facebook and like us or Twitter or whatever the heck, then all we need is your name and something about you, and we'll give you a shout-out, an official It's a Show shout-out on the program.
That's right, and we call it the You're Awesome, Who's Awesome, or however it goes.
We call it Who's Awesome?
You're Awesome.
That's right. You got anybody in mind for Who's Awesome, You're Awesome?
Not a clue.
All right. I'm going to dedicate the Who's Awesome?
You're Awesome.
To Kirk Clavin, family member of mine and married into the family. The most calm guy during the whole crisis. Both him and my sister were amazing. Clavin gave it the old, every time he tells a story, it's funny.
Like, right. Yeah.
Unlike most human beings, 99% of the human beings, you know. Every time Kirk tells a story, it'll make you laugh. It's crazy. And he kept us going through that whole ordeal. It was so great to have him around. And he will be a special guest one day. We keep threatening.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah.
As soon as I get my long distance paid off on my cell phone. We're going to use Sparky's cell phone, and we're going to call Texas, or Texas is calling us. I'm not sure which is going to happen, but Willie Mack will be on the show, and he's made a lot of music with Canadians, including Jason McCoy. He's written songs for Adam Gregory, Brad Johnner from the Johnner Brothers. You're perplexed. What's going on?
Oh, no, I'm just looking at the wires behind the scenes should this phone call come in at any minute, which I anticipated to.
All right.
Just want to make sure everything's hooked up. That's all.
Okay, so I got to jam that sucker into my headphone.
You're going to take it off the phone there. Here's the problem with the OtterBox case.
Yeah, it's not conducive to...
You're going to have to jam it out like that a little bit, which I know nobody wants to do.
That's how it got broken the first time.
Nobody wants to do.
Anyway, I'm just charging it until the D-day, and I got to turn my ringer on. There we go. And you know what else we're going to do?
Yeah.
We're going to have a beer. or something. Have you eaten supper?
I haven't.
Haven't eaten supper?
No, I do have beer, so we can do that whenever.
Do we have anything?
I don't have nachos. I got a pizza, frozen pizza.
Frozen pizza, probably going to take too long.
peanut butter with bread.
Do you want a pill or a Canadian?
I do not drink pill. Pill is for ADD Steph when she was here last. By all means, though, I bought it, so have one if that's your thing. I'm just trying to, honestly, what are we talking? Okay, so two-ish, 3 weeks ago or
three,
whatever.
3, 2, 1. Hang on. 3, 2, 1.
Oh, no.
3, 2, 1. Oh, man, Canadian cracked more than the pill.
You know what ADD Steph said when she was here?
No.
I think this was off the record and behind the scenes, or maybe it was at the tail end of the episode. Oh, she said, she's like, you know what? I am very upset that we did not drink because you guys are always drinking on the podcast.
Why didn't you drink? That
I'm
could have
been pretty
a
sure I offered. I'm pretty sure I did.
Gave her some shooters.
You can vent your can too, you know.
Girls can't.
You gotta vent your can.
What are you talking about?
Vent you gotta pop. Okay, so you turn the tab, right?
Yeah.
You see that little nipple? That little nipple?
Where did this come from? The nipple.
Okay, put it. Careful, because I
do with it.
Careful. So you gotta line it up. Then you gotta press down so it pops the vent.
Don't this is crush. Great, don't man. Crush I don't the can. Spill. I got my new chinos on. I'm a businessman. I got business pants.
Oh, there you go. And now it's supposed to be easier to pour.
Seriously, when did this innovation come to the beer world?
It's new vented can.
Do you have one of the Ribstone Creek cans left?
No, let me tell you about the Ribstone Creek, though. I went on a search, right? I went to their website, and I found the location here that they're supposed to be sold at. So I go in.
Yeah.
I look around. No Ribstone Creek. I had to settle for Canadian.
Leo.
Which is fine.
Leo.
I wanted to support Leo and Ribstone Creek.
I know. Every time I go, it's sold out too. That's how popular it is.
So maybe I'm going to the wrong store.
That's how legends grow, though.
I didn't look at the newly acquired liquor barns or whatever.
Liquor Depot.
Yeah. I didn't go there. I went to another.
There's one right on the gates there.
I know. There's one every two blocks.
Yeah.
We've got some time, I think. Let's talk about the Love Life update, because let me tell you, there is some epic updates.
All right. Now we're talking. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for a Sparky Love Life update.
Her name was Lola. She was a showgirl.
I don't understand. Things were going so great. What happened? Something must have happened.
It's not you. It's me.
When you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not.
You're giving me the it's not you, it's me routine? I invented it's not you, it's me. Nobody tells me it's them, not me. If it's anybody, it's me.
All right. George, it's you.
You're damn right it's me.
So I got a match on Tinder about, I would say, 2 weeks ago. I got a match on Tinder. She looks cute. She, you can message on Tinder, right, when you're first matched.
Okay.
Flirty, she's great, she's fun, I'm enjoying what's going down.
Good look on all the pictures, because that's usually a deal breaker.
That is, yes.
No selfies, no crazy selfies.
It was stereotypical, decent self, like, you know, headshots, right?
Does she look the same from one pic to the next?
Yes.
Okay, because that's been a problem in the past.
It's been a very big problem. And there's only been, it was just her. You know how girls do the duck lips and the...
she's messing around, making a face.
I'm quirky and cool. But that's what girls do, I guess.
Okay.
So we're texting, right? This is on a Thursday. Thursday we text, Friday we text. Then I go camping for the weekend, so I'm off the grid, right? And with my five other jobs, I have to be off and on the grid every now and then. So I come back after the weekend, and I was like, yeah, camping was great. You know, you're funny, because I think she's a bit dirty mind.
Okay.
Dirty, like, good dirty. And nothing too dirty, but like just, I can see.
Some innuendo.
A little bit.
Yeah.
So I was like, let's meet up. Let's go for a coffee or something.
And this, let's be honest, you haven't been that excited about a meetup for a while.
I know. I was really into it. Okay. So then we set the meetup. Okay, let's say Wednesday at the Starbucks. All right, Wednesday at the Starbucks. So it's Wednesday. Now it's now Wednesday. And I'm about an hour to meet up, right? I just figured out who she is. Like, I figured out the first name. Well, the first name I knew, but I figured out the last name, right? So then I go on Facebook and I start creeping on Facebook. And then I panicked. And uh-oh. I almost wanted to cancel.
Oh, my God. Why?
Because the Tinder pictures...
She's related to you.
Misleading to the Facebook pictures. It is like a whole different person. A
whole different ballgame.
So then I start sweating. I am nervous. I'm like, I don't want to do this because this is not what I signed up for.
Want to pull the pin?
Because I'm shallow and I'm an a-hole. And yes, ladies, it all comes down to physical attraction. And then, because I on Tinder, headshots on Facebook.
Full body.
More than that.
Yeah.
And look, I'm not athletic or, you know, I'm not svelte. I am what I am. I accept that.
Yeah. But look at Fred and Wilma.
You know? Right.
Seriously?
Yeah,
you know, Barney and Betty.
But then I see these pictures, Vegas pictures from last year. Granted, yes, they're over a year old, and I'm just
people can lose and gain.
I was.
So you abandoned ship?
No, I was like, I can't be that guy.
Yeah,
like I am that guy in theory. Like in as I'm thinking about it, but I'm like, I can't actually go through with it. So I go, I meet up. Right? She doesn't look anything like anything. She doesn't look anything like her Tinder photos. She doesn't look like anything like her Facebook photos. She is not as big as I thought.
Fun.
She means well. Her personality is great, but I don't know if I can get over.
Okay.
Someone said, Tina Turner said, go on a second date. I arranged for a second one because she's right. Who am I to judge?
Yeah.
Go for a second one. Then that was supposed to be this past Sunday.
Yeah.
Sunday comes and goes. I made up a lie, said that I was not home and I was busy. Because clearly.
Yeah. Well, it's not there. It's not there.
No, exactly. So,
wow.
A lot has happened in the last
so
2 weeks.
So close, yet still so far.
Because, I said this to my friends, like, I'm starting to think I have no idea what I'm looking for now. Like, maybe I don't even want this. I have no idea.
Yeah.
No idea. So, anyways.
So, here's an example of me. When I was a kid, I read the book, Jim McMahon's Life Story. He was the quarterback for the Chicago Bears and the 85 Super Bowl winning Bears, whatever year I graduated. No, it's really an NFL fan back then. There was one picture in the book of his wife, and she was cute, but you couldn't really tell what she looked like or whatever.
Right.
I fell in love with that type. So I spent like 3 years looking for that type.
Yeah.
Yeah. Until I met my wife and I'm going, you know what? She's better than that type.
Like, but here's the thing. Like, did you know right away? Like, was there something there right away? Like,
when I picked up my wife or my now wife for 25 years.
Yeah.
For the first time I saw her was hammered at a 7-Eleven.
Oh,
hammered.
Of course.
And she looked so cute. And the thing that really got me with her was her amazing posture.
Right.
Like ramrod straight behind the counter. Disgusting 7-Eleven smock.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Great face, beautiful face and eyes and whatever. Yeah. But she gave me the business. Like, she shut me down hard, like constantly. So the next morning I go and I got her phone number finally. And then she said, now, do you want my boyfriend's?
Oh,
after like a half an hour of guessing numbers. Meanwhile, behind me in the background motion of the movie, my buddies are stealing the shopping cart from the 7-Eleven and various other sundry slurpy issues. And jam it into the back of a Mustang, Ford Mustang. We peel out of there. And so the next morning I wake up and I go, hey, I talk to my buddy Kevin. And I go, Kevin, I think I'm going to phone that chick from last night.
Yeah.
I said, what do you think? She's pretty hot, right? And he goes, ah. He said, what do you mean? I thought she was awesome. And he goes, well, she's got a big hooper, meaning ass. And I go, I don't think, man. I think it was the 7. Oh, here it goes. Nashville's calling us. Hang on, Nashville, Tennessee. Just hang on 1 second. We got to plug something in. We'll have to resume that story later of my beautiful wife.
Plug
it in the top. Hang on. I got to take off the OtterBox. This might be painful. Willie, hang on. Is this Willie or is this Willie Nelson? I don't know. Okay, hang on. Hang on. I got you. Willie, do you read us?
Yes. Sounds like you guys are running an airline or something. Right on the plane.
We were just in the middle of a scintillating story of my love life and meeting my wife, and then you called. So here we go.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can call back. I don't want to ruin the excitement.
Hey, man, I can finish the story, and you could write a country song about this for my 25th anniversary, and then I'd actually have a decent gift to give my wife.
Hey, there you go.
Okay, so here's
I'm all for it.
Willie Mack, world-famous singer-songwriter, and Georgia Satellites. No. Is it Georgia Satellites? No.
Friday Night Satellites.
Yeah. She's going, that's not right. That's not right at all. Good thing we could edit. We probably won't, but good thing we can.
Good thing we could if we really wanted to.
Her name is Teresa, and I met her at a 7-Eleven. Noticed her posture. We were all hammered. We just came from emceeing the Miss Eugenia swimwear pageant at Hooters nightclub, and my buddies and I go in there, basically spend a half an hour getting shut down by this girl behind the counter, and finally get her phone number. Then she says, now, do you want my boyfriend's number? And I'm going, oh, geez. So go home the next morning. And when I finally wake up, go to my buddy, I say, you think I should call that chick from last night? And he goes, nah.
And I go, really? I thought she was awesome. She's hot. And he goes, well, no, she had a big hooper, and meaning her butt. And I'm going, no, it was good, man. I don't know what kind of crack are you on? So for the first time, not listening to my buddy, it led me to 25 years of marriage this year. So long and short of it right there. So
from that's pretty exciting. You don't hear usually a 25-year story that started with we were all at Hooters.
You know? No, you don't. Okay,
well,
so
that's awesome.
Yeah, man, it's my story. Everybody's got a story, and that's Sparky just told a story about abandoning ship on a date at Starbucks where he.
No, I went through the date at Starbucks. We were supposed to go paddle boating on the weekend, but then I abandoned.
He pulled the pin because she wasn't what he expected. Because she looked one way on Tinder, a different way on the Facebook when he creeped her, and then in person, totally different ballgame.
Oh, it's like that Seinfeld where the girl looks different in different lights.
Yes, classic episode.
So attractive one day, not attractive the next.
Have you come across this?
Yes, I am familiar with this syndrome. She's a two-face.
Like the Batman villain?
If that helps you.
Now we know we got a great guest. He's a Seinfeld fan.
This is
amazing. So,
oh, man, can't beat it.
He's a bit of a lightweight, Sparky. I don't know if you know about Willie, because he just lost about a half a ton on this miracle weight loss diet. I think it's a flesh-eating thing. You take a pill and it eats your flesh or something.
No, not quite that, but I did lose a bunch of weight. Yeah, man.
So I was really excited when I saw it on Facebook, because you and I would say you're probably, in your fat picture, you were slightly less fat than me. And then on your skinny picture, I'm going, you freaking, you know, awesome. Except for the fact that I saw Tim McGraw today on Facebook. It was a shot from backstage, I think, at Rexall in Edmonton. And he's got the weights on the weight sled, like barbell weights, about three of them on a sled. And he's harnessed up with no shirt on, and he's pulling it through the parking lot at Rexall. And this guy, he looks like Rocky in Rocky 3. Unbelievable.
Yeah, man. Plus, he lost like 30 or 40 pounds, too, didn't he?
It was dramatic. But I don't think he used the same method you did. Tell us about your method. What's going on with this miracle weight loss thing?
Yeah, man. It's crazy. So I had a friend of mine, a close friend from Nashville. We live back in Texas now, and they were down visiting in Fort Worth, Texas. And he's 50 pounds in 6 months. And it's my friend Keith, and then his wife Robin lost 35 pounds in 6 months. And so I had been watching them on Facebook going, man, what the heck? You know, I wonder what they're doing.
Yeah.
Long story short, they're down visiting, and he says, hey, y'all come meet up with us while we're in town. And so he got to tell me about this, you know, and I didn't, you know, I, for the last couple of years, not gotten lazy, but I've been eating bad and just letting my weight creep up, you know, and I'd gotten up to like 212 at one point. And for my whole married life, I've been around 190, you know, so just the last few years, I've just gotten, let myself get a little, like I said, a little lazy and metabolism slowing down and just all the things of aging, you know. And so he says, you know, I'd really like you to try this, man. And you know, and he said, here's the greatest thing. He said, if you don't like it, you get a full money, you know, full, no questions asked, money back guarantee, you know. And I'm like, well, all right. You know, and I trusted him. You know, I was a little skeptical, but I trusted him. So I said, I'll do it. And so I got ready, got all my food ready. And so it's this thing called the Ignite Plan, an 8-day challenge. And, you know, you basically change. You start eating healthy, which was a change for me from eating burgers and pizza and stuff. And so I started eating healthier, and then I started taking these supplements. And I swear, the third day I got on the scale, and it scared me to death. I had already lost, I think, 10 pounds or 11 pounds in 3 days. And I kind of got off the scale, and I'm like, that can't be right. I got back on, and it was, you know, the same thing two or three times. And I finally, I called him. I'm like, man, I'm nervous. This can't be right. He's like, no, that's the way it happens, you know. And so after the end of my 8-day challenge, I had lost 14 pounds, and I think it was 13 or 14 inches of, you know, fat around my body, my waist and legs and everything. And it's just been unbelievable. And the coolest thing is everybody that, I mean, without a doubt, 100%, everybody that has done it after me, you know, friends of mine and people that I know on Facebook, everyone's having the exact same results. A guy named Russell just lost 13 pounds in 8 days.
Yeah, I saw that picture too. Yeah.
Yeah, Ricky, a friend of mine, she's out in Ontario, lost 11 pounds in 8 days. Another guy I know just lost 5 in 3 days, and he's just started. I mean, it's really remarkable. This supplement is just kind of a magic mixture of just like a multivitamin, something that helps rev up your metabolism, and there's a thing called Flush that kind of cleans your body out of toxins, detoxes you, and all these things work, and just do a great job.
Is it true that you had an erection for 36 hours and had to go to the emergency because of this?
No, that's not true, but that would be an awesome side effect.
For your wife, yeah. No, so how old are you, Willie?
I am 39.
Okay, you're 39. So you're in my wheel. I'm 47, and okay. I know exactly what you're talking about with the metabolism, because every year it gets worse, and you think you can let the weight creep like you used to, and then burn it off in the spring, and that's getting harder and harder and harder. This plan, so how much weight did you lose total?
I lost 13 pounds in 8 days.
13 pounds in 8 days. And then you just went back on the burgers and pizza.
No, I've done really well about keeping it off now. Since that was basically, my goal was 15 pounds. So I've pretty much lost all my weight. So I'm just doing the multivitamin and doing there's a juice that comes with it. A couple of things that I'm not really even doing. That's the cool thing is that once you reach a goal, you don't have to do any more of the weight loss stuff. You can just either take some of the supplements you like or not take anything, you know. So that's the cool thing about it.
Okay,
for me,
so
I just needed a life change, you know, and yeah. It kind of forced me to start eating healthier and to just get my eating and my life in order, because I've been eating like a child for years, 39
yeah.
years.
Yeah, well, in your line of work, being a country singer, going all over the place, you really sometimes, well, you can always choose, but it is more difficult than the average guy who's going home to the fridge that he stocked.
Yeah. That's true. You know, we're eating like truckers, man, on the run. You just eat what you can get your hands on and get rolling, you know. And then you have a 6 a.m. wake-up call after you've been sleeping for 4 hours, so you're worn out, dug down. And
yeah, it's a lot easier to go out and grab a cheeseburger for lunch and then maybe this burger for supper. And in the morning, you go get a
hash browns.
Yeah, I mean, they're everywhere. It's easier. There's no prep needed for your end, but stack up in the end for sure.
Okay, so if our listener wants to take advantage of this amazing situation, how do they go about it? It's called Ignite?
The product's called Zingulair, and it's the pack that I did is the Ignite pack. And I'll tell you what, you know, since I was so successful with that, I'm a distributor of it now, so I just hook people up with it. They can just email me if they want to at willymackmusic@gmail.com.
willymackmusic@gmail.com. Okay, so here's the thing. You should tell the higher up the ladder people that we got this little operation, this underground thing. The CRTC can't shut us down. They keep trying, but you know what? We're ahead of them by one step as usual. And, you know, we got a pretty big voice. We're getting a bigger footprint every week with the, obviously the quality is going up. Been a little sporadic, to be honest with you, but we're going to fix that. And if we could get a package, we could do an experiment. Sparky, would you be up for an experiment?
Look at me. Do I look like I could lose weight? Of course I could.
Yeah, Sparky just got frozen pizza.
Yeah, let me see what I can pull off. I don't think they've ever done anything like that, but you know, you never say never, right?
There's a lot of attention on what I'm doing right at this moment because I just retired from day-to-day radio after 25 years, and we're putting the word out. We never let anybody know through my radio channels that I was actually doing this podcast because it was a bit of a conflict of interest with the radio company, and now that's not an issue. So we're spreading the word far and wide, and we're on the cusp of blowing up, let's be honest, Willie. This could be huge.
All right. Well, that's great, man. Well, here's the thing, you know, that I liked about this one is it's so easy because a lot of those diets, man, they're harder than Japanese arithmetic, you know. You have to count numbers and all of this stuff, and I'm just like, I want it to be easy. I want a plan, and I want it to be easy. And this stuff is just laid out for you. They give you a plan. It's really simple. And like I said, the coolest thing was if you don't like it, you just get all your money back. And that's what Keith told me. He said you can use all the product, lose 20 pounds and still say, you know what, I'm not happy, send them the empty boxes and they send all your money back. You can't really beat that, I guess, you know.
So. That's awesome, man. Okay, well, Willie Mack's a hard guy to shut up when he gets going. So we're going to shut you up for a second and play one of your great tunes on It's a Show.
Just go on forever. There's just one thing that could make it any better. Oh, here she comes down in her drop-dead shades, looking like Hollywood. She's
like sunshine coming my way. It's always something good. She revs my motor and cranks me up like no one ever could. Whatever she's doing, whatever she does, it's always something good. It's always something good. Never fails to light the fuse. She can't miss, and there's no way that I can lose. She'll dance all night like only she can shake it. She looks so right, I can't hardly take it. Oh, here she comes down in her drop dead shades, looking like Hollywood. She's like sunshine coming my way. It's always something good. She revs my motor and cranks me up like no one ever could. Whatever she's doing, whatever she does, it's always something good. It's always something good.
Special guest this week on It's a Show, it's Willie Mack from the Friday Night Satellites. Great band, been a solo artist, written lots of songs with people and for people. Is it true you wrote a song for Colin Ray?
Yes, I had a funny song called On Again, Off Again. It was my first big cut. Colin Ray cut it, and this song killed his record deal. And the funny thing is, so he lost his record deal with, I forgot who, DreamWorks. And so I got to hear the song, but the record didn't come out. And then Sons of the Desert on MCA went and cut the song, and they lost their record deal.
Oh, no. Oh man, so it's a kiss of death, this thing.
Everybody cut this song. Since then has touched the song. It's called On Again, Off Again.
Oh, my God. Wow. And that's what the life of a Nashville songwriter is, right? You think you got something, and it's got to go through all the channels, and it gets pitched and pushed, and somebody finally puts it on hold, then you get excited, then that could take 6 months to a year, they cut it, then it comes out in a record, and then the label shuts down.
Yeah,
it's so frustrating. I had a cut on a new band called Bush Hog. They were on Sony, and it took 3 years for the album to come out, or the first single, whatever it was, and then they dropped the band. After we let this song sit there for 3 years, it was a great song, And then on the flip side, I had a song that Sarah Evans cut. Me and my buddy Jeremy wrote it one day, demoed it like 2 days later, and it was cut in 2 weeks.
Wow.
You know, and that was the biggest one I ever had on an album. It went platinum. It was called Restless.
Without giving away the farm, that was a co-write and stuff. And Sparky always asks the awkward question about money, which is just so annoying. But so it's on a big album, and you got a half.
Yeah.
You wrote half of it. What is that worth, ballpark?
platinum. Well, here's the thing about this. The good news and the bad news is it sold a million copies, so my part of it came in around 35,000 or 40,000. The bad news is when a record, you have a song on a record, those are called mechanical royalties, and those go straight to whoever owns the publishing. And so since I had been given a draw, I was writing for this publisher, all that money went back towards paying back the debt that I had accumulated as a writer for demos and draws and stuff. So I actually made like $100.
Oh, my God. So it really depends on the deal that you cut, and only like right. super special human beings get the rock star deal, and the rest of you guys are on draw, and you have to, you're the workhorses making shit happen.
So if you have a song you wrote by yourself, you had all your publishing, it was on a million selling record, you'd make now, right now it's about $90,000.
Yeah, what's
and at the in radio in the U.S. if you had a single that you wrote by yourself, a number one hit in country music, you'd probably make about $1 million.
Boom, boy. So. One of those. That's all you need, brother. One of those.
That's all I need, man.
So we.
Hey, I was going to tell you if I can plug one thing. I just wrote a brand new single for Leanne Pearson. I don't know if you've got the chance to hear it yet. It's called "Tuned Into You," and she's one of the hot new up and coming females in Canadian country music. So keep your ears open for that one. It just came out last week.
Is it posted really on your Facebook?
I think I did put a link to it on there.
Yeah.
And Murray Pulver produced it, I believe.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm. No Murray.
So check that out. Leanne Pearson is her name, and it's called "Tuned Into You."
Okay, so what we'll do is, if it's cool with you, we'll hunt down the link and we'll play it on the podcast. Can we do that?
Sweet. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Absolutely. Murray's a old buddy, and he's a classic, man. That's our ultimate goal, to someday book Doc Walker on the show, but I don't know. You should have heard the message they left me on my last show on the radio on Friday. Oh, God. They talked about how hot my wife was for about half of it or more.
Classy guys, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Still remain classy. Anyway, so how long have you been married, Willie?
I've been married. This summer will be 19 years, believe it or not.
Nice. What's your wife's name?
No, my wife is Stephanie, and she's a geometry teacher, ninth grade geometry teacher.
Hey, my wife's a teacher, too.
Oh, okay. Yep. Sweet. Well, I think teachers are awesome and are definitely underpaid. They shape the future generation, and so she's awesome. She keeps me sane.
So what about kids? You got a couple?
Yeah, I've got a son who's 14 and a baseball player. And named Grayson, and a little girl named Macy, who is 11, and she's our little track volleyball basketball star. So it's always fun to get to go see them play their sports. And
so were you and mom athletes in high school too, or?
Yeah, I was really into sports. It was my number one love until I tore my knee up in school, and so I jumped into music and haven't turned back since. And Steph was, she was like went to state, I think, in high jump, and she's pretty athletic too. She was a volleyball coach.
That's awesome, man. Well, we appreciate you hanging out with us on the show. It's always a pleasure to talk to a talented person, and you know, even when you think you've made it in this business, you still haven't made it. So it's the struggle continues for all of us in show business. And but you got a lot of talent, man. And I remember one time when you came in with the boys to the studio, and you did a couple of tunes acoustically. Was freaking awesome. I wish I had that tape still.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah,
those guys are so talented. I just, you know, I found the best way to succeed in life is to, you know, surround yourself with people who are more talented than you are. So that's what my band.
That's what I've been doing wrong all this time. God,
I've been doing it right because.
man,
I'm so excited for all your new opportunities there, and I think you guys are going to kick butt at this. And I'll be calling the higher ups on this Zingular thing and see what we can pull off. And thank you for letting me call in. I'm enjoying it.
That was Willie Mack. I was taking my headphones off because I thought I was done for the day.
You're ready to wrap up? I know. Normally we do these in two parts, but I think I like this flow better because then editing wise is not a hassle for me.
Yeah, Willie's a good guy, and like I said, we had him in the studio at the station I used to work at. That's the true test. When you're a disc jockey and you've done it for a long time, you've seen this happen, Spark. When they come in and they can actually just grab an acoustic guitar and nail something, you go and you get goosebumps or the hair stands on the back of your neck. You go, and this guy is amazing.
It's not very often that sensation actually happens. And I'll say it, one person that will always do it, and you know her just as much as I do. You probably know her more, but Carolyn Dawn Johnson. Ugh. Anytime she chimes out a few notes, I just get the heebie-jeebies because she is so pure and that voice is just so awesome.
When we get our crap together, we're gonna have her on because she'll definitely do the show. We just want to get you know, I want to be able to tell her, yeah, we got 50,000 people listening every week. Yeah. You know, whatever.
I mean, and right now she's on tour with Miranda Lambert doing the backup vocals. And I'm beside myself when I turn on the freaking TV. She's on the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon.
Nobody does the, I want you to go. Like, she does those groaning, grunting things. Like, it's unbelievable.
Yeah. Those.
It's amazing.
Her songs literally bring me pure happiness.
All right. You talked me into it. Let's play CDJ.
Oh,
Carolyn Don Johnson on It's the Show with Sparky and GA. And we were talking about the fact that she's been touring the planet with Miranda Lambert, yep. getting all these accolades, doing all the big shows.
Rock star.
Generally, when she's not doing her own thing, she hangs with Martina McBride and sings
yeah.
back.
And you remember, she posted probably a couple of weeks ago those throwback Thursdays, you know, when yeah. you throw back to the past. Man, she, back in the day, she was hanging out with Reba, Martina,
yeah.
Jamie O'Neill,
yeah.
and like
Tina Turner.
Yeah, people don't realize, I think, how big of a deal she was when she first launched. And she's still like, when she walks in, I can't speak.
Well, yeah, I know. She's yeah. got so much star power, but she's also a mom.
Yeah.
He's got the little guys at home, and her husband, Maddie, is classic, good guy, photographer, real estate.
Mogul.
Mogul. Yeah, I was looking for the word. And she's also producing. She's got her own studio on the premises in Nashville and does an extraordinary job on that. But I was going to say she's been working with Martina. And back in the day, in 1980-whatever, when I went to broadcast school, there was this girl named Allison Kolcheski. She went to school with me, and she became a DJ for a while and whatever. And then she met Locked Eyes with a roadie from Tanya Tucker's band. Ain't another love, just another love. I don't want to be just another love on your list of hearts. You've torn apart, then you cast them aside. Moved to Nashville, swept off her feet. And ever since then, she has been Martina McBride's, well, started out kind of as a nanny position,
yeah.
now house manager. So
this is what I'm talking about.
So she's trying to set us up with an interview with Martina. And I said, oh, okay, that's great. So I'm driving home from my dad's funeral, mm-hmm. and I get this call out of nowhere from Nashville and stuff. And this guy's going, you know, Nashville, man. You know, and I'm going, hey, Nashville. And he said, I'm from Martina McBride's office. We're trying to set something up. She really wants to do the show. Now, when I put the request in with Allison, I said, well, she could do my morning show.
Right.
And then we would also use the tape on the podcast.
Of course.
So now that we've had a bit of a change, not sure if she's that into it, but I'm going to call him back anyway, just the same, and see. I think people are clambering for statistics, Spark, is the feeling I'm getting.
I'll look into it. Before you head off, because I think we're almost wrapping up here, I got a couple notes that I took over the last couple weeks. Can I talk about Tim Hortons for a sec?
Absolutely.
I love my coffee. I really do.
Yeah.
I love the Double Double. I had a soup today. The minestrone was delicious. Their sandwiches are great. Why is the drive-thru the most painful experience on earth? Why does it take so freaking forever?
It's mostly the human element of the people ordering.
Like, it's Tim Hortons, people. You should know what they have. Yeah. Donuts, sandwiches, soup, coffee. Boom. Yeah.
And when are we ever getting our lunch line and like, coffee and donut line?
If you're
seriously.
If you're ordering for the farm,
the future
head
is now.
Inside. Go inside, please, for the love of God.
By the way, you want to drop 20 pounds by next week? Stop the double doubles. I did it, man. I was.
Are you on the blacks?
I've been on the blacks for years, but when I was in Kelowna doing the morning show, every single morning, huge XL double double. And you could see me visibly growing in front of your face, like this fatness.
Quick Netflix update. What was my last addiction on Netflix besides Gossip Girl, which was a month ago? Do you know what show I'm really into now? Everyone's talking about Orange is the New Black, which I've seen the first season. I haven't touched the second season, but I started watching The West Wing. I am loving the show.
Okay, so this is a 100-year-old show. Right?
It is.
From the
late 90s.
Highly critically acclaimed.
Yeah, it won some major awards back in the day. You've got Martin Sheen and
He's the reason Charlie's crazy. Eh?
Not Kevin Lowe, but Rob Lowe.
Allegedly.
I really like it because I'm so fascinated with the office of the president. Such a powerful position. It's all about.
Because you love Veep as well.
Love it. And if there was like a Canadian version of that kind of show, I would love it as well. But it's really
it's
good.
It's called This Hour is 22 Minutes.
Right. So I was going to say, okay, I'm going to finish. Because back in the day, a season was 24 episodes.
Right.
So there's a lot of TV. So I was like, after season one, I'm going to pause. And then I'm going to crush Orange is the New Black. Because everyone's talking about it. I don't want to spoilers. I want to be part of the conversation.
Yeah.
But the end of season one of The West Wing was so intense that I had to start season two immediately because
it was
so good.
Yeah.
Like, I really love that show.
It's a totally different world now because back when we had cliffhangers as a kid, it was a cliffhanger.
Oh,
you waited all summer.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, but generally, you could count on when you went back to school, the show was like Dallas or whatever, it was back on. Boom, right away. Like, maybe the second week of September. Then they started going, oh, well, it's too expensive to make a TV show. So then, then we got to wait till October. October. Then it's November. And you go, like, eight episodes is a season? Shut up.
It's like, I'm going to forget when Nashville resumes. I'm going to forget what happened.
Cause everything's expensive. Just go in debt. No one cares. Everyone's in debt.
You can't take it with you when you go, they say. So that's my Netflix update. And I just want to quickly talk about the big wedding that I have this weekend.
By the way, before you leave Netflix, why did my Netflix app turn white?
It's black.
No, this is black when I clicked into it.
Why? Okay, so you watch Netflix on your phone?
Yeah.
Look, do you?
White.
Maybe it used to be red. It's an update. They refreshed the look.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
I don't know.
Anyway, I watch on my phone. I don't care.
Really? Where do you find the time?
For us. That's what I do before I go to sleep. I watch something on Netflix.
This is why I need the iPad. Because see how big your screen is on your phone?
Yeah, I know.
Imagine I would do this in bed. For sure. What do you watch?
How about Girlfriend? Fall? The Fall. No, I haven't watched it. I watched one episode. It's pretty intense.
Who is that?
Jillian Jiggs from X-Files.
Oh,
Jillian
Scully.
Hot Girl.
Mulder, Scully.
Scully.
Which one was her?
I don't know. I think it's Scully. Yeah, Scully.
What are you crushing right now?
I'm catching up on Nashville.
Yeah. Oh, Nashville. This time is goodbye trouble.
And I am watching Derek, season 2 of Derek.
Okay, yeah.
With Ricky Gervais.
I've heard that was good, yeah.
Oh, God. You got to start it, man. I hate to, bugger up your life anymore. And then I'm finishing Boss with Kelsey Grammer.
Honestly.
Unbelievable
show.
This
is all before bed? No wonder you're so goddamn tired in the morning.
I'm so behind. I just one time I watch one show and one time I watch a different show. And then the other one is with Derek and... Oh, Suits I want to get back to because it's so good.
Oh, I know. I need to... Here's my problem because... You get your TV shows on Netflix, you catch up, and they can only upload so many at a time. Then they're happening in real life on TV.
Yeah.
And then I get confused. What's happening? Where did I leave off?
Yeah. And now everyone's awkward around everyone at work because nobody wants to talk about their favorite show because maybe Dave didn't see it or Sparky didn't see it.
I haven't watched Rookie Blue yet this week. I haven't watched MasterChef yet this week. Like, it's already Wednesday.
Is that MasterChef a good show?
Oh, man. I'm a Gordon Ramsay super fan. Like, I love Hell's Kitchen, and he is so good. And this MasterChef is a really good show because...
But he's a psycho. Like, he freaks out on people.
No. On Hell's Kitchen, he does. He's much more calm on MasterChef. But you've got these three professional, top-of-the-class chefs. You've got really awesome home cooks who are trying to, make it big. And it's just really good. It's a really good TV. I really enjoy it.
Michael Smith is a chef, pretty famous chef. He had a book out and stuff. And he said Gordon Ramsay is a joke among the chef world.
Mm.
A joke. That's what he said. Joke. He said those words.
That makes me sad a little bit.
And by the way, we're going to get back to authors. I got a couple stacked and racked for next. I forgot my hard drive. I got a hard drive that weighs about 6,000 pounds that we got interviews on.
Oh,
we just zip them out. And
now here's this interview.
In case of emergency, we break glass for It's a Show.
That's
it's
right.
Interesting, people.
So this weekend, I'm going to the middle of nowhere, literally, for a wedding. Have you ever heard of Tiger Lily, Alberta?
No.
If you Google Maps it, it's going to be pretty much in the middle of the northern portion of the province.
So how long of a drive is that going to be?
Well, it's 3 hours from here, but it still looks like it's very remote. So the church service is in Barrhead, and then I think we have to drive half an hour, 45 minutes to the reception. We got a camp out there. So
there's no hotels, nothing.
Dad's thinking we go Friday night, set up shop, right? Set up camp so we're not all hot and sweaty on Saturday because I don't want to set up my tent or whatever, right?
Yeah.
When I'm wearing the dress clothes, and because I'm the MC, so I have to...
Did you get the bits together?
I have the outline. I just got to massage it a bit.
Because I got a grad speech to do on 26th, and I could use some material.
But I'm just going to go with it, I think, and hope for the best. But in my prep for the wedding, I got the haircut. Here's another thing. So I went to a hair salon, which I really, really enjoy. They give the best scalp massage. She is nice and chatty. I'm very comfortable with this one hairstylist. I've had her before.
Mention her name. What's her name?
I forget her name.
Oh,
otherwise
God.
I would. I know.
Oh,
K something. Chatty. Great. It's good. She offers the TV, but I can't see without my glasses. So what's the point, right?
Coffee.
You can get a drink. I'm always good.
It's so awkward though because I get the coffee and then what do I do? I got a coffee full of hair.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So at the end, she asks if the question, how are you for product? Knowing that this stuff's pretty expensive.
This is the upsell. Yeah.
This is where I try to avoid this conversation. But she's been so nice and I am a bad liar.
Got sucked in.
And then she sucked me in. So I got this like Moroccan oil some or other.
$25
No, more than that.
No.
I paid 60 when it was all said and done. I think the haircut's 30. So this
60.
This other stuff is 30. Basically,
tip. How much tip? Oh, how much tip?
$5
I always do five.
You got to do five. Because I had a $5 off coupon. So,
yeah.
So,
I do the standard five. I don't know why.
But this stuff that she recommended, I don't remember the name. But she's one pump, a little amount of stuff in the hair. It's got a nice fragrance. It really smells really good. And I really enjoy it. So, that's going to last me forever, apparently. But I'll tell you one thing, if you're a good looking lady, if you're very, you know, personable, relatable, and friendly, you could probably sell me anything. And yeah. I will say yes.
Why didn't you ask her out?
She's got a boyfriend.
Oh, okay.
And one more thing. I went to buy clothes for the wedding, right? I need new dress shirts. I need new shirt and tie combination.
I just did that before I got here, and it was a waste of an hour.
Oh, no.
Guy was annoying me, and they got nothing. Didn't fit.
Oh, see?
None of the shit fits.
I had the complete opposite experience. The complete opposite. I was like, where do I go? So I do my research, and I'm going to say the company and the business because I had such an amazing experience.
Moore's the suit people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went there.
Big, tall, bald guy?
No.
Oh, he's the manager. He's good.
Oh. Yeah. So I went to Moore's Clothing for Men.
Yeah.
I walk in, and I'm browsing the shirts. I have no idea what I'm looking for, no idea what my size is. I am waiting for someone to say, can I help you? And I will say yes. This girl, this lady, she says, can I help you find something? I need a new shirt for a wedding next weekend. It's a summer wedding, obviously, because it's the first day of summer. You know, appropriate. Dress me, please. She asks if I want to be measured. So she does the measuring. She takes me to the section, which obviously narrows it down to my size. She's pulling out a couple of the shirts. I say yes, and no. So I pick out two because it's buy one, get one free.
That's right.
And then she goes to the tie table. It's buy one tie, get two free.
What?
So she is doing some weird voodoo fake knot thing for the tie to kind of like fake.
Show you what it looks like.
Tuck it under the shirt, and she's rambling out combinations. I'm like, yeah. And then one that I really liked, and then it's like, yes, no, maybe. So we debate about a couple others. Literally took me 7 minutes.
And how much coin you walked out of there?
I spent 170, saved 200.
Did she try and upsell you with the belt?
No. No, she,
suspenders?
Just the two shirts and the three ties.
No shoes?
No, I just had to try on the shirt, and she's like, yeah, it fits, you're good. And that, honestly, 7 minutes, I was in, out, boom. Like,
that's customer service.
One stop, only stop.
Yeah.
And I told her that. I was like, literally, this is my first stop, and now I'm set. Like, this is awesome.
And you're excited to tell other people. That's what it's all about.
I was a little hesitant about the price, to be honest. $100 for dress shirt, but like...
Was it $100?
One dress shirt was $100, but buy one, get one free, right?
Awesome shirt.
It must be good because, and it's no iron, which is.
They're all no iron now. Good. I'm wearing the no iron pants. I just got these pants.
What I'm talking about.
$40,
no iron. But
you got to hang them flat, though.
I think I'm definitely, you know, set for life in the dress shirt department for at least a year. Yeah. So, I mean, if you, do the math.
I got to tackle this project because I have to wear dress clothes every day.
Well, that's
I'm in business. I am in serious business now.
You need to ditch.
Oh my God!
Do you have a lot of these X Station shirts in the closet?
This one. The only reason I hung on to this one because it really fits nice.
Oh,
and but it's classier than most.
Ah,
it's got a logo, but it's classier than most.
It's got a nice martini glass.
But the only other golf shirt I kept was the radio station I worked at for. Blah blah blah. But I got to get shirts, pants, and next time on the show, I should talk about my transitioning careers experience.
That's very interesting because that's what people do. I mean, you're 29 and you did it. I'm thinking about doing it. Everyone's
crushing
doing it.
I'm crushing it. We've lived to tell another tale.
You need to get home.
I know. I'm going to get divorced from my 25-year beautiful wife because she's going, where are you?
Oh, boy.
My son. Oh, that's what
Intern Louis.
Intern Louis.
Scooby Sway.
We got to call him. We're still hooked up.
Yeah.
We're going to call him because you'll never believe what he's doing right now. This is crazy.
Can I just say, while you dial that up, I really enjoyed your aside 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, about the cutting grass and the
X-Men. Thanks.
Huge Grant. I love that whole thing.
Oh, he was gold. We should do more movie reviews. That'd be good.
I haven't seen one since.
Hello?
Scooby Sway.
Yeah.
What's the scoop?
I'm not sure yet.
Okay, you want to stay a bit longer?
Yeah.
So what's the ratio there again? Like you and how many girls?
You know,
four, three.
Okay, I'll talk to you later.
Lone Wolf McQuaid. Okay, bye.
He's at a movie party with all these girls.
He's no, a player.
No guys allowed, except for Scoob.
Oh, he's
because you know why? I'll tell you why, and I'm proud of my son because of this. Well, he's grown up with all these females, and his mother's amazing as a communicator.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a professional communicator, but internally, well, I'm not very good at communication. But Teresa is just amazing. And then Scoob, he picks up, like, he's acts so well around women, and he understands them, and he's intelligent and funny, funny, right? So this is how these scenarios unfold. And he goes, and do you mind? And he's so respectful about asking. So he got to go hang out with some ladies after the stress of all of the school ending.
Yeah.
They still hasn't done any exams. That's next week. But the ladies invited him over, and they're having a movie party.
He's got it made.
He's a man.
He's a gold digger.
All right.
Until next time, thanks for listening to the It's a Show podcast. Like, share, linkage is fun for everyone.
Yes.
Keep in touch.
Finger guns. Oh, and by the way, ADD Steph did a good job on that last week.